Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
All set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Just me and a couple of Colts in the studio here in Missouri. Jason's engineering in Minnesota, so it's the four of us. I just wanted to mention, why do I talk about things like what I've done? It's not to pat myself on the back. The reason I talk about these things, like the generator muffler, is because you might have the same problem. As a matter of fact, if you do have a generator, you almost certainly have the same problem. I just figured out a way of doing it, a way of fixing it, and I wanted to pass that knowledge on to you. I went to a school, a university, that there are two ways of teaching a business, two main types of styles of teaching business. One would be the Harvard approach. I did not go to Harvard. But the Harvard approach is a case study approach. And that's where you go into class and they say, well, here's a situation. Here's a generator. It's making a lot of noise. It's waking up the neighborhood. And people are kind of complaining. And they're saying, you know, would you knock it off? That keeps us up at night. We have trouble thinking during the day. And so what was the solution? What was attempted to be tried to abate or reduce or eliminate that generator noise? What was done? Did it work and didn't it work? What happened? Okay, so that's the case study approach. And there's another approach that the Wharton, University of Pennsylvania Wharton School uses, which is the mathematical approach, the econometric approach. And that's, well, how much noise did it make? And how many decibels was it? And what distance was that noise measured? And, you know, using numbers to solve the problem. The school I attended was a case study type of approach. We used econometrics as well, but we used the case study. What did people do, and what was the result? And that's the approach that I use here in class. Now, I talk about numbers once in a while, but it's hard. It's a lot easier to understand, at least for me to understand, the case study approach, and I like it. I like it better. Now, the president, Donald Trump, went to the Wharton School. That's where they use numbers, numbers, numbers. And so enough said about the difference. So that's why I do what I do, and that's the reason why I've written this book. It's really case studies. That's really what it is. It's what happened and what did I do about it, or what happened, what did our family do about it, how did it work out? Because I believe you can apply those principles in your life. I wanted to talk a little bit about generators. So in the Northeast, 3 million customers were without electricity. 2 million still don't have electricity right now. So what was fixed? Well, the easy-to-fix outages, those are back online. But the hard-to-fix ones, they're not online yet. And it might take days, it might take weeks for everybody to get a return to typical service that they're used to. In the meantime, what do you do? Well, you can buy a generator. Hopefully you have one. But if you buy one, and you buy one that's too big, it's going to use more fuel than you need. Why? Because generators, typically, and this is not all generators, so, but this is most of them, they run at 3,600 RPM, and they need to. They need to run at a divisible of 60, meaning there's 60 cycles per second. So a generator running, or a multiple of 60, a generator running at 3,600 RPM, a lawnmower type engine, gasoline, single cylinder or multiple cylinder engine running at 3,600 RPM is a multiple of 60 cycles per second. That's what your appliances and devices require, that frequency, 60 cycles per second. Some people might call it 60 hertz. Well, I was born before the term hertz was popular, so I call it cycles per second. Okay, so that's wide open throttle. That generator is running wide open throttle. That's like that lawnmower that you start it up and all of a sudden you go from not running to wide open throttle. And that generator is going to run wide open throttle, and it has to, because it has to run at 3,600 RPM in order to generate alternating current at 60 cycles per second. Okay. If you were to take that generator outside at night when it's running and you were to look at the exhaust system, the muffler, you would see it's red. It's so hot, it glows red. Literally. So that thing's working really hard. And it's burning an enormous amount of fuel. How much fuel? Well, it is consuming a minimum, typically now, of a half a gallon per hour of gasoline to 1 gallon per hour of gasoline. That's typical consumption. So that means that if you ran it for 24 hours, you know, one day, it would use between 12 and 24 gallons of gasoline. I just want to make sure that y'all knew that. Because I don't know many people who have 24 gallons of gasoline stored in their garage. That's why Arjun said that they would start the generator and they run it for a while and then they shut it off. And they'd start it, run it for a while, shut it off. Because they had to. Because fuel was not unlimited. Nobody has that much fuel. Okay. So the life expectancy, and I've said this before, but it bears repeating. The life expectancy of one of those generators that you buy at the big box store, it comes in a box. Might have wheels on it, might not. It's 30 days. So it's designed to last 30 days. So if you were to start it, run it for 24 hours, shut it off, change the oil, start it back up, because you change the oil every 25 hours. So you'd be changing the oil every day. So assuming you had the right oil, enough of it, and assuming you serviced it according to what the manual says every 25 hours, because there's no oil filter on most of those generators. And it's running wide open throttle. So it would last 24 hours a day times 30 days. That is the life expectancy of the whole generator. But you don't seem to think that, because, and none of us does, because we don't run them 24 hours a day. We have a power failure, you know, a day or two. We run it, and then we put it away. Then next time we go to start it, it doesn't work because the carburetor has corroded. Because the carburetors are now a maintenance item. Because the alcohol in the gasoline corrodes the aluminum parts in the carburetor so that they don't work anymore. So you need to have a spare carburetor or two for your generator. What I'm trying to tell you is it's not as simple as having gasoline, starting that thing up, running it for a while, put it away in the garage, and then next time you need it, gasoline's in the tank from the last time you had it running, and start it up again. It probably won't start. We replace carburetors like crazy around here. Actually, we take them apart, put them in an ultrasonic cleaner, and try to rebuild them, if you will, without parts, or clean them without parts. But you've got to have an ultrasonic cleaner to do that. And that's another $500, you know, for that tool. Bottom line is a generator that you would have for your home to provide electricity during these outages is going to cost you $350 to $800. You're going to need spare carburetors. You're going to need a lot of fuel. They make a lot of noise, so you probably want to retrofit the exhaust system so they don't make so much noise. And it's only going to last 30 days anyway if you ran it 24 hours a day and serviced it by changing the oil once a day. So is there a better alternative? Yeah, propane. That same gasoline generator can be modified to run on propane. You can buy a propane conversion kit if you have a generator that runs on gasoline, and you want to convert that to run on propane, you can. Kits are between $135 and $275, let's say. You get them on eBay. It's real simple. And you can have a propane tank, a 500-gallon propane tank, a 300-gallon propane tank, a 100-gallon propane tank, and it won't corrode the carburetor because it's not using gasoline. It works really, really well. But you're only going to get about 90% of the generator's capacity. So whatever it would produce with gasoline, it's only going to produce 90% of that current running on propane, because propane doesn't have as much energy per gallon as gasoline does. So the burn rate, you can overcome that by having a big propane tank. And what does a propane tank cost? About a dollar a gallon. So if you were to buy a used 100-gallon propane tank, you could probably get it it'd be a little over $100. The larger the capacity, the lower the cost per gallon. So a 500-gallon propane tank, which is what most people have who live on farms, that a used one would be about $500. 500 gallons, a dollar a gallon equals $500 used. You can buy new ones and spend a lot more. If you want to buy a new one and put it underground, it'll cost a couple thousand dollars. Because the underground tanks are built a little differently, and they have sacrificial anodes. So there's like a heavy copper wire attached to a bag of anode material, and they bury that in the ground a few feet away from the propane tank. And the idea is that, well, let's have the anode sacrifice itself rather than the tank be eaten by the moist ground. Okay, so propane or natural gas is a great alternative to gasoline for one of these small generators. I was talking with a guy on the East Coast a few days ago about a generator, and he said, well, he lives in suburbia, and his plan is to have a whole house generator. And I said, okay, well, if you're going to do that, and if you want to spend the $8,000 or $10,000 to do that, or the $5,000, I suggest you consider one that is not automatic. One that won't automatically fire up just because it thinks the power failed. And why is that? Well, because before I start a generator, before I start a lawnmower, before I start a pressure washer, before I go on a trip with my truck, I check the oil. Okay, and if the pressure washer's been sitting for a while, I'll open up the air cleaner and make sure some mice haven't set up housekeeping in there and clogged it up. Because when I go to pull that cord, I'll suck that mouse poop, that mouse nest and all that into the engine. And then I've got a real big job taking the engine apart to get that mouse poop and dust and debris out. So I don't want to have this generator saying, you know what, I think the power failed. I'll just fire right up. I want to check the oil. I want to check the air cleaner. I want to make sure that there's no debris blocking the cooling system. Because I don't want it to self-destruct prematurely because I'm too lazy to check the cooling system, the air intake system, and the oil. I want to check that myself. I want to see it myself. And that's kind of the way I feel about it. So in my world, I don't want an automatic anything. I really don't. As a matter of fact, we have a solar system here, and I could have an automatic transfer switch. So if it sensed that the power failed on the grid, it could say, I know what to do. Let me throw the switch automatically, save Vinny the trip to the location of the switch, save him all that work. Just, you know, maybe another $1,000 in expense. No, I have a manual one. I actually go out there and I pull this big lever, and it will switch between the grid, disconnecting the grid, and the solar system. Okay? That's what it does.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Got some calls on the call screen. David in Illinois. I'll be right with you, Bob. You're after David. I just wanted to mention that, I was on the phone with this gentleman on the East Coast, and we were talking about the automatic start generator versus the manual start generator, and I was talking about the advantages of the manual start and how you can check the oil and the air cleaner and the cooling system and all that, and you should. And you should not leave that to chance. And he explained to me that, pre-corona panic, he would travel, and if something went wrong with the system, one of the systems at home, he'd be on the phone for an hour and a half discussing with his family how to correct that situation. So he'd be like tech support on the telephone saying, well, here's what you do. And it would take an hour and a half, and it was frustrating for everybody. And so I said, well, we have the same thing here. But what I do is I train everybody. So I build the systems, I design them. I explain during the design phase what my thoughts are. I have everybody in the family review it. And that way, it's not just my design. Everybody's involved in the design. And then when we build it, I get everybody involved in the construction of it. And like our solar system, for example, everybody in the family was involved in the cutting and the welding and the selection of the material and the angle and the location and where we're going to put the wiring and how many panels and all that. And then I drew a diagram, and I have everything labeled. And then every once in a while, I have a test. I said, well, let's go out. Let's go through this. I want to make sure. Oh, yeah, we know how to do it. Okay, good, good. I know you know how to do it. Show me, please. And so they show me that they know how to do it, because I want to run it through their minds a couple more times so that if anything ever happens to me, that they won't say, I don't know, we've got a solar system, we don't know what to do with it. Okay, and it's the same for all of our systems. All of our systems are manual. We have no automatic systems, and here's why. You can have an automatic thermostat. Now, if you had an old Honeywell thermostat from the 1950s, the 1960s, You know, one of those round thermostats on the wall that you could set the heat? That thing still works. Okay? So it's 60 years old, let's say. It still works. Because it's a mechanical system, and it has a mercury switch in there, and it just worked and worked and worked and worked. And it still works. Now, if you have an automatic thermostat, one of these new fancy ones that costs, I don't know, 5-10 times as much, they have capacitors and electronic circuitry in it. And the capacitors fail. And when they fail, that automatic thermostat doesn't work so well. Would you really expect that new high-tech gadget is going to last more than 5 or 7 years? Do you really? The answer is it probably won't. So I'm old-fashioned. I like the mechanical stuff. Now, it takes more effort to fire up these mechanical devices. Well, not a thermostat, because all you have to do is turn the dial. With a programmable thermostat, now that takes a lot of work to figure out how it works. But you can look at it and point to it when your friends show up and say, is that cool or what? Look at all those choices I have that I don't know how to use. David in Illinois, welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
David, I have to put that in the book. Hey, how you doing? Let me write that down.
Yeah, one of my professors was writing a new book, and he was always doing it. Hey, I need to write that down. You're the only other person I ever heard say.
Well, it's because I don't have enough memory space left. I won't fit unless I write it. I have to write it down, or it won't fit in my mind. But what's up?
Anyways, the generator thing. I have a couple of questions about it now. I have years ago I walked into, and I actually got really lucky because at the time I didn't know anything about a generator, and the one that we came across was an old couple gave it to us, just wanted to help somebody. And it was, you may have remembered this, there was major tornadoes up and down the area. People were out of power for weeks. I mean, we're 6-7 weeks. And we happened to get lucky. But, yeah, and when Argent said, that's what exactly the first thing I did was common sense, was turn it on, let everything charge up, and then turn it down, let it idle down, turn it off. And it's amazing how much attention that will bring just running the generator. There was people stealing gas at night and burning themselves up because they would use a lighter to see how much gas they were stealing, or they were putting them in their home so they didn't make no noise. The noise is a very big problem. But one thing that I was going to say is, like you were talking about A unit, AC unit. We got an AC unit for our unit, but we made it small enough. My wife can't move a window unit, so we got a very small unit on wheels that was designed for, you know, like hospitals, just in case they needed that.
Yeah, hold that thought. That thought. And Bob in Michigan, please stay with us. And Bob, by the way, thank you for the care package.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump still calling mail-in voting as an option in the 2020 general election a catastrophe waiting to happen. In an Oval Office event yesterday with Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, the president said mail-in voting would be in many places a disaster.
Absentee voting, great. But this mail-in voting where they mail indiscriminately millions and millions of ballots to people, you're never going to know who won the election. You can't have that.
The nation's top expert on infectious disease and a member of the COVID-19 task force says he's had to hire security to protect his daughter because of death threats. Dr. Anthony Fauci saying that he never thought people would go that far as to object to public health principles about COVID-19. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch-up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Weekly jobless claims have just been released by the feds. They're down for the first time in weeks. The Labor Department reporting just under 1.2 million Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week, and that's a quarter million fewer than the week before. About 100 people got into a brawl at a hotel near Disneyland last night. Two people behind bars after the fight broke out when a child apparently got pushed into the pool and their family took exception to it. Cops say Anaheim's Cambria Hotel and Suites has been a hot spot for problems very much lately, and they say they've been called there 17 times in just the past month because of other fights and near drownings. One recent guest telling NBC4 at Anaheim that he's reported the hotel because it allows hundreds of people to swim there amid coronavirus restrictions. Orange County's health department is investigating the property. And it was a year ago tomorrow that federal immigration agents raided chicken processing plants in the state of Mississippi. They took about 700 people into custody. As of today, we'll be getting the latest on the investigation that has led to a number of prosecutions. U.S. Attorney Mike Hurst is to be joined by ICE and Homeland Security investigations officials in giving an update in Jackson. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fox 8.
I know there's something
happening. It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. Thank God you're
take my.
When you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
David's with us. Bob is on hold. He's been on hold 13 minutes, 12 seconds. David, you wanted to talk about generators. Please,
yeah.
Please continue.
I'll get up. Yeah, I'll get real quick. Now, what I was going to suggest is I tried your situation with the diesel oil in all my units, and it worked great. So now I was always told by the old guy that sold me, keep plenty of oil around. It'll burn oil. I haven't used it enough to do that, but I always keep, you know, the jugs of oil there just to be on the safe side. And for me, any of my equipment since that situation with the carburetor. I always shut off. I put shut off valves on everything, and I burn all the gas off of that before it idles down and shuts off. But one other generator thing, I wish, in my opinion, it's somewhat of a misinformation, is you see these ads with advertising these whole unit standalone generators that are solar powered that is going to power all your needs when the power is down. That's what I would like for you to get into and help somebody.
I'll be glad to. I'm going to write that down, and right after Bob, I will get into that. You're talking about these portable solar. Hey, you can, you'll be, you know, your neighbors are going to die, but you're going to be okay. That kind of thing?
Right.
Okay.
I mean, I have portable solar units as well, like if I'm out and I'm on a pack situation that I can unfold and use. But we're talking about a whole different thing here.
Okay. I mean, I will discuss that.
Okay.
I will discuss that in right after Bob. Okay, David, thanks so much.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. That was David. Bob in Michigan. Hey, Bob, thank you for the care package of the foam. I appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome, and you can have more if you need it.
I can tell you by the quality of that foam that's as good as it gets. You know, there's lots of foam out there, but when you make those speaker grills for the JBLs and other speakers, those vintage speaker grill systems that you make, that is top of the line. That's as good as JBL used when they manufactured those speakers back in the 1970s. No question. Maybe better. You had some comments. Where did Bob go? Bob, you there? I've got, you know, it says Bob is here. Okay. All right. Well, we lost Bob. Bob, I'll tell you what. Why don't you either unmute us or call back. Bob, I'm going to drop the call. Please call back, and we'll put you right back on here. All right, that's Bob in Michigan. Okay, David had a question about these portable solar systems, and I'm sure you've heard or read or seen advertisements about these things. You know, you can buy them at the Chinese tool outlet, and they have solar panels, and you can unfold them, and, yeah, boy, you're ready to go. Well, the answer is hardly. Hardly. I can tell you for a fact that having a solar array and picking up electricity from the sun's rays and converting that from a direct current to alternating current takes a lot of equipment. And it's expensive. And it takes a lot of real estate of solar panels in order to provide a reasonable amount of current. The solar array that we have is 45 feet long. And it's a little over 13 feet tall. And 100% of that is solar panels. And on a nice, bright, sunny day, that's enough to run our farm, if we're really careful. So these little, tiny, fold-out, put-it-in-your-trunk of your car solar systems that can run your whole house or forget it. It cannot happen. It's physically impossible. And there are people who have said, you know, we'll put some solar panels on the roof of a car, and we can drive forever. I mean, during the sunlight, we can drive forever. Nonsense. Absolutely nonsense. There's not enough solar energy that could be collected, even if you were aiming it right at the sun, to run a car. Not even a go-kart. Literally. You couldn't run your headlights, your air conditioning, alone with a rooftop solar array on a car. You couldn't run your headlights on it. So when you think that you can have a solar panel, and if you think that that's going to do everything that you need, the answer is it will not. Now I'm going to prove it to you. I'm also going to tell you that they're lies. The Chi-Coms lie like crazy. If you go to buy a Chinese manufactured inverter that is sold without a label, direct from the Chinese, it will claim, generally speaking, that it can produce more watts than it can. And so when you go to plug in your 1,000-watt item, you find out it won't work. Because that's like an imaginary number, the 1,000 watts. It might be like 200 watts that it can produce, not 1,000. And that's what they do. They lie. All right. So here's the concrete proof. We have on our farm electric fences. And Bob will be with you in just a minute since I finish this thought. We have electric fences. And we keep the cows in and kind of indicate this is where we'd like you to be. Just stay inside this white electric fence tape. And by the way, it's white because it is easily seen by the cows rather than any other color. And there's a pulse of electronic, there's an electric pulse, like, oh, maybe 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,000 volts. Boom. 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 And it pulses through these fine stainless steel wires that are embedded and woven into the poly tape, fence tape. Well, we can hook that 12-volt electric fence charger. And it doesn't charge the battery. It takes electricity from the battery, and it applies that high-voltage pulse to the fence. So it drains the battery. And I thought, you know what? That darn battery's so far away, and we've got to go get it every week or so and recharge it and bring a different battery out. What a nuisance, taking one of those Group 27 batteries that weighs like 70 pounds, 80 pounds out there. I'll just build an array, maybe just one little solar panel. Let's say maybe 12 inches by 16 inches, something like that. And I'll put a charge controller on there, and I'll just fabricate this thing, and I'll just aim it at the sun, and it'll be great. And so I bought one that's 10 watts from the Chi-Coms. This was, you know, before the corona panic. So I bought a 10-watt. And how big is that? Well, that'd be the size of, roughly the size of a political sign that hurts your eyes. You know, with the visual pollution that we see now in this time of the election cycle. About that size. It's on one of those frames that a real estate sign might be on for sale. You know, a heavy frame. So we welded up a bracket or two or three to hold the solar panel on this and just step it into the ground. It works great. It's rated for 10 watts. Well, that might be on the sun. But here on Earth, it's like 4 watts. Because I measured it. 4 watts. 40% of what it's claimed. So what I'm saying is these claims are greatly exaggerated. And that is absolutely the proof. I mean, I did the acid test. I wanted to see how many watts a 10-watt solar panel would deliver. 4 watts. Bob in Michigan, you're back.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wanted to mention something. You were talking about generators and, you know, the problem of running out of fuel. So I was thinking, what about a steam-powered generator? So I went to YouTube and put in, electricity from steam. And by golly, there's a whole bunch of videos on there on how to generate electricity from steam. So as long as you get something to generate heat in a boiler, you can run a boiler. Mm-hmm. You can have electricity.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you say steam, you're talking about a piston steam engine, kind of like a locomotive used to have in the coal and wood burning locomotive days.
Well, I'm not sure. I haven't had time to really look at a lot of these videos. There's one interesting here. The guy has a. He calls it his homemade gasifier. It's pretty interesting thing he's put together here.
Okay, that's a different kind of a thing. So
yeah.
You literally you can take smoke from a fire and duct that directly into the carburetor of a gasoline engine. So if you could get that gasoline engine to start, maybe start it with starting fluid. You know, spray starting fluid. Get that to start. To run a few cycles of that four-cycle engine, you could then use the unburned fuel that goes up the chimney as smoke in a typical wood fire. And that could be the fuel. Now, the problem is it's really sooty. and it will destroy the engine with the carbon that's in the fuel. So you have to filter it. Now, some people filter it. They'll take like a garbage can, and they'll fill it with straw, literally. And they'll take that smoke, they'll cool it with a long pipe, and they'll remove the heat from the smoke, and then they'll filter the smoke through a whole garbage can full of straw, and then duct that into the intake of the, you know, a single-cylinder gasoline generator. Now, allegedly, that works. I haven't tried it, but, you know, I've seen plenty of examples of that. I don't know. It's my uncle had a Stanley steamer. A Stanley steamer is a steam-powered car, built probably in the 1920s. A great idea. It's kind of like a locomotive. That was, you know, one of the early locomotives. And if you wanted to go somewhere, all you had to do was start that fire and get that boiler up producing steam. And, you know, a half hour later, you might be able to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's quite a lot of people have built a steam-powered car.
Have you seen a video of a, let's say, a 10 or 20 horsepower steam-powered tractor versus a 100 horsepower, you know, brand new John Deere tractor in a tractor pull? Have you ever seen one of that? Those?
No, I guess video? Not.
Okay, take a look on YouTube, and you can look at a brand new top of the line green and yellow John Deere tractor, 100 horsepower, and initially the John Deere will start in a tractor pull, you know, hooked up to a really strong chain between the two tractors, and instead they start out with the chain taut, okay? Otherwise they break the chain or break the tractor, and they start pulling away from each other. See who is the strongest. And what happens is initially the John Deere tractor starts pulling the steam-powered 20-horsepower tractor.
No.
And then the steam-powered tractor, give it like 30 seconds, and it drags that John Deere tractor. It just drags that brand-new tractor. There's a lot of force in steam, tremendous, tremendous force in steam. As a matter of fact, there are universities that use steam to heat all the buildings. They have one steam plant, and they send underground steam to all the buildings. All the buildings. I'm talking from, you know, the late 1800s, early 1900s. Bob, did you have anything else? We have another call on in line.
Well, it's somebody else.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Robert in Kansas is with us, waiting about 5 minutes, 30-something seconds. Welcome, Robert.
Hey, Vincent. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm really well. What's up?
Good, Vince. Good. I wanted to say I really miss Dr. Miller, and hope Rich Sheban will start taking limited calls. And then I wanted to key off of something that you were talking about with Gwyneth Isaacs, having to do with the what I believe is an attack in Beirut. And originally, what I thought I was looking at as a military veteran and someone who knows what they're looking at, I thought I was looking at a bunker buster tactical nuke. That's what I thought. And the more information I'm getting in, Vincent, I'm now watching video that has this missile coming in on video. They caught the missile on these thermal cameras, all this stuff. So now I'm watching video where I don't think it's that bunker buster technology we have anymore. I think it was a direct attack. And this could be, Vincent, this could be something we see more and more, and it could be the start of something that I don't even want to, you know, really go into. But my goodness, if these videos are true that I'm watching right now online, maybe they're fake. I don't know, but this is a tactical nuclear weapon used right at the center of that nation's port, the biggest port they have. I mean, you talk about an economic military attack. It is. I mean, this could be the start of, this could be the beginning, Vincent, of something that is just absolutely awful in this world. So we'll see.
I just waited a few seconds extra to make sure that you finished your thought. Robert, I don't know if you heard yesterday's broadcast completely, but I said that I believed, from what I saw, that there were multiple explosions, and I believe that it was a nuclear/atomic detonation that was part of it, because of the speed at which the blast came out of the center, the epicenter of this, of one of the multiple explosions. I'm talking about the white cloud that was like a mushroom, but without the plume of the mushroom. Is that what you saw, and is that what you were referring to?
Yes, Vincent, I'm watching lots of information on this, lots of video, and I've just come across these thermal images that supposedly caught the actual I mean, they have it on video. Who knows if this will be verified by them or any government or whatever, but if these videos I'm watching literally right now, time now, I'm finding these videos over there in Lebanon, if they have it on video, Vince, this is, I mean, they're going to have to, who did it? If they have it on video, the United Nations, the European Union, the United States, somebody has to figure out who did this. And it's, I mean, what has Lebanon, what has Beirut done recently? Have they sided with Damascus? Have they sided with Baghdad? Have they sided with Tehran? Is that why they blew up their port? I mean, what is going on? I mean, are they going to blow up other ports who don't go along with...
Robert, what you haven't said is WW3. That's what you haven't said.
I hear it, man.
In between the lines. I know that. And I don't either. And when I said, I don't know if you heard me say it with Gwyneth, I said, Gwyneth, be really careful what you say, because, yeah, you know, there are thoughts as to who did this. But don't say that. Don't say that, because there are some rules in radio. And I'll tell you what they are. There is a nation that you cannot blame, and there is a nation that you cannot bash. And if you do, you will be removed from radio. No kidding. Now, we all know what I'm talking about, so we don't have to say it, but that's the truth of the matter. That's the way it is. The media is absolutely controlled. And, Robert, I have a screen. I have three screens in front of me. And one screen is the digital link, and I can look at the connections. I can look at the statistics. I can look at audio metering on one screen. And that tells me the delay. Right now it's 986 milliseconds between me and GCN. Okay, so 1,000 milliseconds is a second delay. So I can see the delay, and I can see if there's something called a frame loss. And there's a histogram that goes across the screen, boom, 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 boom. And it tells me, like every half a second, what is happening in terms of the transmission to me and from me. And when you started mentioning that this was a, and I'm paraphrasing, a deliberate missile attack, we had frame loss. Right then and there. Somebody might have their finger on the button. We don't want this to go out. Click. And I'm not saying it's GCN. It is not GCN that's doing this. But I'm telling you, I believe that there are hidden forces that are controlling what is going out over the airwaves. I saw it, Robert, when you said it. I wasn't talking. You were. It wasn't me. But that's what happened. Any quick comments? We've got 20 seconds.
Vincent, if these videos are real, it doesn't matter what I say on the radio. If these things are what they are, my goodness.
Robert, don't be a stranger. As far as Rick, it's up to Rick when he wants to come back. It's not up to me. If he wants to come back, all he has to do is send me talking points. Not just what he wants to talk about. That's Rick. And Rich Sheban, he says he's got so much information. He does. That's why he doesn't want to take calls. So that, I think, I hope I answered all your questions. Robert, thank you.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.